The continuing saga of what to do about cell phone towers located on Hillsborough County school campuses came back before the Hillsborough County Commission today. Last week, the school board rejected a request sent in a letter by Commission Chair Ken Hagan to stay approving any further towers until the issue could be dealt with. Hagan today asked County Attorney Adam Gormley if a change could be made in the county's land development code to require that a community meeting be held prior to a school installing such towers.
And include public signage that we include property owners within, 300 feet be notified, and do it within this round. And it's my understanding that we're not too far along in the process that it can be included in this round. Is that accurate?
That's correct. If that was the board's direction, I would process the application and put that through the proper channels to get it into this round.
Populist anger among the parents of students at some of the affected schools has grown the past few months. Those parents believe the towers are not safe for their children and that there has not been adequate notice or discussion before those towers have been erected. Commissioner Rose Ferlita insisted she wanted at least two community meetings to ensure that all concerned parents of affected schools would be adequately informed.
At least 2 weeks before the scheduled date of the meeting, so there's no conflict because it's too late a notice, and that the two meetings be at least 2 weeks apart. So if there's a conflict where the parent can't go to one, certainly they have ample time to make some corrections or cancellations or do something different so that they can be there. The notice should certainly go to all the parents of all the students enrolled in that specific school. All the property owners within the 300 or 500 foot distance from the school property.
Ferlita also wanted to have a representative from the school board at these community meetings. According to the regulations currently, the school principal, not the school board, not anybody else, holds the exclusive right to determine whether such cell towers should be built on any particular school campus. Commissioner Ferlita said that by ensuring community meetings, those principal decisions would be informed with more outside involvement.
First, I heard a lot of stories about the health issues. Okay, and whether I'm on one side of that or the other, it's not germane to this. But at the same time, I think a lot of the concerns of the parents are that things can go up and they're not included in the process. Citizens get aggravated about that all the time. So the more we force that interaction, the fairer the outcome is going to be.
Commissioner Kevin White asked if the board could take away the power the law currently allows for the principal to have such a weighty decision made by him or herself.
The school board is it seems like they're dumping the onus of the up or down, whether the school tower is on the principal. The principal is not the elected official. The principal has no responsibility to the people. Of course, they have responsibility to the parents, but their first priority is to the children. It's not to the parents. They don't have to answer to the parents unless it's directly regarding the child or something that's in the school. That's what we're elected for, to make the hard decisions, good, bad, up or down. And I think that by diverting the decision to each school principal is a shun of responsibility.
Ultimately, the board stripped away those considerations and said they would see about making the change in code to give the public more involvement. Earlier in the day, citizens wearing orange T-shirts that read "No Towers at Schools" came before the board to thank them for their attempt last week to stop the school board from continuing to approve more towers. Brenda Coker called the cell phone saga a dark sideshow that contained all the plot elements like conflict, money, and deception, and blasted the school board.
Best known for their role in delegating authority, they have gained fame for their larger role in abdicating responsibility to protect their collective electability as they run roughshod over communities' concerns and dismiss children's health to achieve their dubious ends.
Coker also reserved vitriol for Stacy Frank. She's the president of Collier Enterprises 2, which has exclusive rights to broker deals between Hillsborough schools and cell phone companies. Frank has questioned the concerned parents, saying why aren't they asking that every antenna in the city be removed or stop using their cell phones?
She is likely the highest paid member of this cast. Her character is one with a split personality at inevitable war with itself, unable to determine whether she is a vendor or an employee of the school board. This conflict has become the stuff of legend, in which she makes illogical safety claims and renders advice to the parents of students in the school district for the good of herself. Inevitably, she is exposed and resorts to hurling petty insults at her detractors rather than engaging in a critical self-evaluation about the destruction that she brings on campuses and communities.
Wesley Aligo held aloft signs while speaking before the board.
In addition, the only sign up, and it's up 24/7, is this sign for Collier, which points out in an emergency, don't call 911, don't call the fire department, don't even call our precious school board, but call her, Stacy Frank.
Bill Cook says that the change in the zoning law gives too much power to Hillsborough County school principals.
First, the principal has no training or experience in land use issues. Second, they are under the employ of the landowner and the subsequent pressures that would come from that. Imagine the pressures principals are under. Third, their decisions are arbitrary and undefined based upon their own view as to what constitutes enough community opposition. What does that mean? In the case of Coleman, over 1,000 signatures on a petition were not enough. It took a full-blown meeting with over 400 people to constitute enough.